From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program. This week, we are studying the purpose of the cross. And that, of course, is very appropriate because we are in what is referred to as the week of Passion, that is the week of Christ's Passion that runs between the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem and his resurrection 7 days later. And our key text this week is Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And as we read down through that passage of Scripture, we do not see the word cross mentioned. But what we do see very clearly is the effect and the work of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ emphasized. There are many passages of Scripture in the Bible where the word cross is mentioned, and of course, if you were with us yesterday, you know that we looked at several of those passages of Scripture. But one that I want to keep before us throughout the course of this week is Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, where the Word of God says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." We are to rejoice in the cross, because you see, through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, and through our trusting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, it's the work of Christ on the cross that separates us from the wickedness of the world through salvation in Jesus Christ when we trust Christ as our Savior. Well, let's look at Romans chapter 5, and I would just like to read verses 6 through 11, and if you can, please follow along with me in your copy of God's Word. It's always, I think, beneficial for a person to follow along with a preacher or the teacher in their copy of God's Word, because when you do that, you can see it for yourself. So, if you can, follow along with me as I read Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, and you watch in your copy of the Scriptures, where it says this: "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." You see, there's the emphasis of the cross. He died for the ungodly being every one of us. "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Where did he die? On the cross. "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled by God to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." That's Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Now, as we look at that passage of Scripture this week, we're going to study the reason for the cross, the remedy in the cross, and the results of the cross. First of all, let's look at the reason for the cross. Now, I just want to say here at the very beginning that the cross of Christ itself shows the true depravity of the human race. Now, when we talk about depravity, we are talking about the fact that the human race, mankind, is so sinful that mankind cannot save himself. Dead in trespasses and sins is the way that the Apostle Paul emphasizes it in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And so the cross itself shows the true depravity of the human race. And that's something which many people deny these days, because we are living in the day and age when there are so many people who say, well, there is a measure of good in everyone. Well, to a degree, that may have some merit because, you know, there are unsaved people who have some good understanding and some good looks, and things like that, I suppose you could say. But spiritually speaking, and watch this, spiritually speaking, there is nothing good in mankind. Look at Romans chapter 3, for instance, verses 9 through 12. Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. It says this, "What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Do you see that? "There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Do you get the point? Do you get the point? Sure, there might be some goodness of some sort in people as it relates to their mental capacity or whatever you would want to say. But remember this, from the spiritual position, we are all born in sin, dead in trespasses and sin, to the point that there is none who is good, no, not one. And so keep in mind the fact that total depravity is the reality that man is so sinful that he cannot save himself. And I want to emphasize that because many people today try to save themselves by good works or by going to church or by being morally upright or by giving to the poor or maybe even giving to the church, whatever the case. But understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that we needed the cross of Christ because we are so lost, so sinful, so spiritually depraved that we cannot save ourselves. And in Romans chapter 5, particularly, as it were, verses 6 through 10, we can see that that's very clearly indicated to us. For instance, we see as we look at this passage of Scripture that spiritually speaking, mankind is without strength. You see it in verse 6 of Romans 5? It says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." The fact of the matter is, mankind, from the point of birth, has no spiritual strength to avoid and overcome sin. None whatsoever. That's why the sinful people of the world are sinful people of the world. They do not have the strength to overcome sin. We look out into the world and we see the alcoholics and we see the drug addicts and we see those who are immoral and we see the thieves and the robbers and the murderers and all that. And we say, why is that the case? Well, it's the case simply because of the fact that mankind, apart from Christ, mankind, apart from the work of Christ on the cross, has no spiritual strength to avoid and overcome sin. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 20, we find these words where Paul said, "For when ye were yet the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness." That's pretty clear, is it not? When we are Before we were saved, we are, as it were, we were, as it were, the servants of sin. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, right now you are a servant of sin. In fact, Jesus said you are of your father, the devil, and you are free from righteousness. There is no spiritual rightness in your life because you are spiritually dead, no spiritual strength, without that spiritual strength that gives you the opportunity to overcome sin. And so we needed the cross to give us that strength to overcome sin. But also we see in verse 6 of Romans chapter 5 that without the cross, mankind is ungodly. Look at it again. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength in due time," that is in the right time, determined by God, "Christ died for the ungodly." Where did he die? on the cross. When did he die? At the exact time that God established before the foundation of the earth. Now, we see here that mankind is ungodly apart from the cross, and to be ungodly means to be without reverence or respect to God. And because of the fact that we are without reverence or respect to God, God had to intervene with us, for us, and he did that on the cross of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to turn to Romans chapter 3, and we don't have the time to really focus on it today. But turn to Romans chapter 3 and read, if you would please, verses 13 through 18. Because there it talks about the condition of the ungodly. Let me read a little bit of it anyway. It says in Romans 3:13, their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. I wish I had time to read the rest of that passage, but I don't. But you know how it ends, don't you? In verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so the reason for the cross is that mankind is without spiritual strength. Mankind is ungodly. Mankind needed help. And God provided that help, that spiritual help, through the Lord Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue to look at the reason for the cross of Jesus Christ, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we do so. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, for the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.